Now turn to part 4. Questions 16 to 20. You will hear an interview with a woman called Fiona Martin, who is talking about her work as a children's writer. For each question, circle the correct answer. A, B, or C. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions for part 4. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear the recording twice.
Tonight I'm talking to Fiona Martin, whose new book for kids was published last week. Tell us about it, Fiona.
Sure. Thousands of years ago, Europe was covered in forest and wild animals like wolves and bears were common. The boy in the story is called Quito and he lives alone in the forest finding his own food. He's a bit frightened at the beginning, but then he makes friends with a young wolf and they have lots of adventures together.
Sounds brilliant. Have you always been a full-time writer?
No, but I gave up my regular job as soon as I found a publisher for my first book. After school, I did law at university on the advice of my teacher. I never really liked it much, but finished the course and then became a lawyer in a big firm. It was okay, but I was always writing in my free time.
Do you miss your old way of life?
Sometimes. It was nice getting up each morning feeling I had somewhere to go, but my life is very different now. For example, I don't have a car because I don't need one. I work at home, which is great, and I'm really happy, although I do live alone, which wouldn't suit everybody.
And why did you decide to write books for children rather than adults?
Well, I love reading stories to my two young nephews, but when I went to the bookshops to choose new ones to give them, I could never find exactly what I was looking for. So now I'm writing the kind of story for them that I always wanted to read as a child.
Mm. So do you do research for your stories?
Oh, yes. I do look up stuff in books and on websites, of course. But I also like to experience things myself. Last year, while I was writing about Quito, I lived outdoors in the mountains for a whole week, sleeping on animal skins. I had a wonderful guide who taught me all about living that way. It was an amazing experience. You can't get that from books.
So, what's next, Fiona?
Well, a second novel about Quito's already written. That'll be out later in the year. But I need a rest from him now, so I'm looking for a new subject to write about. Someone did ask me if I could turn Quito's story into a cartoon film, but I don't have any experience for that kind of work. So if it happens, somebody else will do it.
Fiona, thanks.
Now listen again.
Tonight I'm talking to Fiona Martin, whose new book for kids was published last week. Tell us about it, Fiona.
Sure. Thousands of years ago, Europe was covered in forest and wild animals like wolves and bears were common. The boy in the story is called Quito and he lives alone in the forest finding his own food. He's a bit frightened at the beginning, but then he makes friends with a young wolf and they have lots of adventures together.
Sounds brilliant. Have you always been a full-time writer?
No, but I gave up my regular job as soon as I found a publisher for my first book. After school, I did law at university on the advice of my teacher. I never really liked it much, but finished the course and then became a lawyer in a big firm. It was okay, but I was always writing in my free time.
Do you miss your old way of life?
Sometimes. It was nice getting up each morning feeling I had somewhere to go, but my life is very different now. For example, I don't have a car because I don't need one. I work at home, which is great, and I'm really happy, although I do live alone, which wouldn't suit everybody.
And why did you decide to write books for children rather than adults?
Well, I love reading stories to my two young nephews, but when I went to the bookshops to choose new ones to give them, I could never find exactly what I was looking for. So now I'm writing the kind of story for them that I always wanted to read as a child. Mm.
So do you do research for your stories?
Oh, yes. I do look up stuff in books and on websites, of course. But I also like to experience things myself. Last year, while I was writing about keto, I lived outdoors in the mountains for a whole week, sleeping on animal skins. I had a wonderful guide who taught me all about living that way. It was an amazing experience. You can't get that from books.
So, what's next, Fiona?
Well, a second novel about keto is already written. That'll be out later in the year. But I need a rest from him now, so I'm looking for a new subject to write about. Someone did ask me if I could turn Keto's story into a cartoon film, but I don't have any experience for that kind of work. So if it happens, somebody else will do it.
Fiona, thanks.
That is the end of part 4.